Hello, and welcome to the Woman of the Word Revelatory Points of Power podcast, as taught by the Reverend Dr. Audrey Akins, where we share revelatory concepts and biblical principles that may often inspire, challenge, and stimulate you to see God's Word from a deeper and sometimes different perspective. Now for today's word, here is our instructor, Dr. Audrey Akins.
Greetings, this is Dr. Audrey Akins coming to you with another Point of Power, and this time it's about the revelatory concept of behaving double-mindedly. We're going to find that when we do so, it's deadly for us spiritually. And all this is based upon Romans 8 chapter, the 5th through the 11th verse, which reads, "They that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The carnal mind is at enmity against God, and not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness in us. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then we need to know he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken our mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in us. Therefore, brethren, we're debtors, but not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father." Now, I'd like to redo that for you, apostle phrasing, so I can kind of break it down into more of our everyday type language, so that even the non-scholar, biblical scholar, can get an understanding of what the scripture was saying. So, Romans 8, 5 through 13, saying, "For those who live according to the flesh," that means controlled by its insistent demands, its appetites, its desires, "those who set our minds on pursuing those things which gratify our flesh and live, but instead of living according to the Spirit and controlled by the desires that the Spirit fills us with from the mind of Christ, then we seek those things the Holy Spirit would have us seek after. Being carnally minded is exercising sense and reason without the Holy Spirit leading. And that leads to living double-mindedly. And for us who are spiritual, that's deadly. For it comprises all that's miserable about living in sin. It embraces all that we have to go through because the world says so. We have to live by the world's standards. We have to be fearful about what the world is fearful is. That's living in double-mindedness, because we are supposed to live above that in being in salvation. Instead, we must learn to let the mind of Christ just be in us. When we do, we find that it is not just life, but it keeps us in that perfect peace now and forever. Perfect peace no matter what's going on in the world or in our bodies even. Because we're not dictated by what the body is saying or what the world is saying. But what we know God has said. So we've got to learn to grasp that with our natural minds. We have to learn to let that empower us and become our truth, so that we can know how to behave wisely no matter what we hear. no matter what comes our way, no matter what comes and knocks on the door with our name on it, we yet need to understand that because our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it supersedes, it prevails over whatever the world has said. And when we learn to live single-mindedly, focused on that, knowing that Romans 8, 5 through 11 is really the reading of my birth certificate, is showing my certificate of adoption. It's that which I can say Abba, Father to, and not be dictated by what the world says I must be subject to. That would then ensure that I can walk upright through this world. That I can walk being an overcomer and not a victim, a victor and not a victim. And that is what we want to learn about being double-minded, because it's deadly. Now the word says, to be carnally minded is death. That word death is not the death, the physical death that we fear. What it means is it's a spiritual death. It's a slow, malingering death, because when we're double-minded, we're not keeping our minds and hearts fixed and stayed on the Lord and stayed on who the Word says we are and stayed on the fact that the Word says I shall live and not die. You know, early death cannot claim me before the time when I'm submitted to God. When I'm His, when I'm submitted to Him, He determines where my beginning and my end are. He's the one that puts that date on the other side of that dash where my birthday is. He's the one that determines. And so, but you can't be double-minded about that. You can't let some giant come and huff and puff and bluff and tell you what your end is going to be so that you lay down your truth and pick up and believe that giant's report, that lie, because that's what Israel did. When they looked and sent spies into the promised land, God wanted them to see, this is it. It's all before you right here. It's right across the road from you. All you have to do is walk into my promise. But you can't do it double-minded. If you do it double-minded, then it's deadly to your walk. It's deadly to your spiritual health. You'll find yourself wandering in the wilderness because God says that you were impudent and hard-hearted. No. Are you going to believe me? Whose report are we going to believe? That's what it comes down to. That's what's life and peace for us. Knowing whose report we're going to believe in these days, in these times that we live in. See, back in those days, in Paul's days when he wrote it, there were times and things that he had to go through. There are certain times and things that we have to go through too. That's why Ephesians tells us that we have to have an understanding of our times. You know, these things are applicable to us, but applicable according to our times. So therefore, I'm facing giants that perhaps David didn't face, named Goliath, but there are giants that we all face in this world. There are always going to be things that huff and puff and bluff and try to tell you what and what shall not be and what they're going to do and this, that, and other. And what you need to just say is, okay, but Abba, what do you say? And when we can get a grasp on what it is that God has for us, what He's saying, doesn't matter what the world has to say. We did a revelatory concept a little while ago about David and Saul's life. And we learned that David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And when he did, it was apparent in all his ways. And it made apparent about his life that God was with him. That the Lord was with him. When I behave wisely, when I'm not double-minded, it makes it apparent to those watching me that there's something else at work here besides me. Because, you know, the world knows I don't really have control in a lot of these areas. Yet and still, I'm walking with this confidence. Where does it come from? It reveals my behaving wisely. My refusing to be double-minded is life and peace for me because it reveals to the world that the Lord is with me. And back in David's day, when Saul saw that about David, It made him one thing that nothing else could do. It made him fearful. Fearful of David. Why? Because every time he looked at David behaving wisely, no matter how much he tried to kill him, no matter how much he tried to dispose him, no matter how much he tried to make the people dislike him, yet and still God kept upholding him. God kept holding him up, seeing that he never utterly fell down. That makes the enemy fear what it is that we're walking with. That's why the Lord would have us stay the course. Stick and stay the course. Keep your mind focused. You got to learn to be resilient in this world, spiritually resilient. Because yes, the enemy can say a lot of things, and a lot of things he has to say can shake your foundation. Why? Because you're still flesh. But the flesh is dying every day. Yet the spirit within, that's what God has promised to keep going. That breath of life in us is greater than any weapon out there that can form against us. God is able. God is alive. God is well. God is with us. God is not only with us, he's for us. He's acting on our behalf, in our behalf. He's over it, under it, before it, beside it. He's all in it. He's got it all under control. But we, the only thing he asks of us is we stick and stay. Trust him. He said, prove me now. That proved me that God loves for us to prove him. Because in proving him, it shows the enemy. It enables God to magnify himself, to show himself that even though he's invisible, he's always busily present in our lives. That's why the word calls him a very present help. You can't see him, but you got to know that he's there. Because guess what? The word said even demons believe and tremble. So it was that Saul, when he saw that it was the Lord that was with David, that it wasn't just his bravado that was keeping him up, it wasn't just his common sense or his horse sense or whatever that made him and overcome the enemy that he couldn't overcome, that he was so fearful of, yet no matter what he sent David to do, he always came back with the victory. When the enemy sees that about our lives, sees that in spite of us walking through the valley in the shadow of death and the enemy thinking to have set a trap where we're going to be overtaken in our own faults, yet and still, when we keep the course, keep the faith, we become that standard that God can raise up before the enemy, showing that he is with us. And if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Just wanted that to be a word of encouragement to you all today. There's so much going on out here in this world. There's so much going on in our own times that we can't seem to control. There's so much going on in the darkness that seems to surround us and which evil seems to huff and puff and bluff. And yet and still, even though you may not clearly hear the voice of God, you may not clearly see his hand, you need to know he's ever there. He's moving, he's hovering, he's brooding over everything that concerns us, and he will never allow us to be ashamed. Never allow you to be ashamed of your faith. If you can just believe in God, he will show himself strong on your behalf. And the enemy will fear the fact that he knows that in your life, the Lord is with you. May the Lord be with you in every area of your life and cause you to stabilize and not be unstable in all your ways. Because when you are, you can't hope to receive any good thing from God. But if we will but be fixed in our faith, God will show you that if you believe he is, he's a rewarder of them that will diligently seek him. God bless you richly and may grace abound in your lives.
Well, this concludes today's edition of the Woman of the Word, Revelatory Points of Power. But don't despair, just selah for a moment, for there's yet more to come. In the meantime, if you would like additional information or to contact us, please log on to the website at www.DrAudreyAikensMinistries.com. Until next time, we pray that in all you're getting, you get it understanding, so that you too can be empowered and transformed by the renewing of your mind. This segment is produced by Creative Impact LLC with all rights reserved.